going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Amen. All right, Daryl Guru Johnson back in the house after going to North Carolina and then San Diego. You don't mind me putting your business out there,
well,
do you?
Well, I called and told you guys.
Oh, that's right.
Your boy had a birthday yesterday. 28.
What, did you get it? What was the best gift you got?
Another day, another 24 hours. No, seriously. That's what, when you get to where I'm at, Stanley, that's how you look at life, man.
The gift of family.
Yeah. So.
Seriously. I got a couple shirts.
Cowboy shirts?
No.
Pirates?
Golf?
No, just I'm going to wear Friday.
That looks like a new shirt right there.
But this is not.
I like that shirt, actually.
Well, I thought you would. That's why I don't like it. Because if you like it, it's too... I'm trying to go young now. Call me Steve.
How come you didn't wear your shirt today, Steiny?
Which one?
The Wolves one.
I couldn't believe it.
Because
I wore it specifically yesterday.
You're scared of goo.
No, I wore it yesterday because I golfed yesterday. So it's a very good golf sweater.
Hey, you were at the San Francisco Golf Club. How did you get in?
Quiet.
I didn't even know that place existed.
Wow. How'd you get in? Dibs.
No. A guy Dibs knows. Just a guy does some caddying, and he's a longtime listener. And in fact, I owe the round to Dibs, quite frankly.
Dibs, we'll tell him that when he comes in.
I will. Dibs.
148.
Dibs met Curtis.
Okay.
And then through Dibs, I met Curtis, and that was 5, 6, 8 years ago. And, you know, unfortunately, Dibs has the 2-6 shift.
Yeah.
So,
oh, man, I know. Yeah. So it was close. It's and private.
Dibs, he's busier than me right now.
He's got a baby.
I'm an empty nester.
Yeah.
I'm looking for
things to do.
I shot a 94.
Oh, Steiny.
No. No.
This is different?
Yes.
So you're happy with the 94?
I'm not overly disappointed.
He deserved it.
All right. Well, before we get back to it.
Yeah, sure.
You came to Norm's party. I'm trying to get Evan for the next one. This Sunday is Tyshawn Jackson's the 5th annual Domino Tournament in Castro Valley, the one where I bought the Patron and it already had been hit.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And I would like to invite you. It's his lovely wife and his sister Felice's birthday today, so happy birthday to the ladies. Would you like to come? It's at 2 p.m.
Saturday.
Sunday. The 5th annual.
Okay.
And Carrington
where is it?
Castro Valley at Tyshawn's house. Oh, lovely house in the backyard, music. Evan will be out of town, but would you come?
You know what?
It's a yes or no.
No, it's not. Okay. It's possible.
All right.
Now, I'm golfing in the morning, but...
Can you play bones?
I don't know how to play
bones. Oh, no. You might want to stay home.
I'm not really good.
Unforgiving land.
I'm really not adept at slamming the dominoes down.
Well, I thought you liked math.
I don't... I do like math, but I don't like all the the histrionics around the game.
All right, well, I'll let him know.
Put the domino down.
Championship coming soon. Don't bang it.
Part of what we do is everybody brings their own tequila, so they have a tequila tasting too. Somebody opened it, but you could just come and hang out for that. Let me know.
Well, is it?
You'll see Kane, Reg, all the guys you mate.
Can I ask you? Is it just going to be a lot of guys?
No, women too.
Oh, really? So it's a party, but it's
DJ.
Really?
Yeah. It'll be come through, and Monday's a holiday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That makes it more possible.
All right, I'll let him know.
All right. Oh. Wow. Let's go to Gary in Daly City. Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Gary.
I'm doing good, you guys. Question on the 49ers offensive line. Shanahan's a running attack coach. Everything kind of sets up off the running attack. He won draft choice offensive line, but he's kind of let that falling apart. And we saw the last few years when Purdy doesn't have an offensive line or running attack, he kind of just an average quarterback. And you can't count on McCafferty. I mean, you pray for the guy. Hopefully he can't come back, but you can't put all your eggs on his basket after everything he's been through. So if you don't build an offensive line, I mean, you go back on their histories, even with Walsh, they all had offensive lines. Every good team has a good line and a D-line. And you'd be in most games. And they really didn't pay attention. They had one draft choice offensive line, but, you know, how much a rookie's going to contribute.
Yeah.
I hear you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I think they did, you know, reward contracts for Warner. I mean, they gave the guys the money, but you need to spread it out. I mean, you know, you need to spread it out among all your players. And you're not going to replace Greenlaw. Greenlaw made Warner look a lot better than he was.
He was a beast.
Well,
I could keep going if you want, but I'm not.
Well, thanks, Gary. For you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Gary's the best. Purdy's an average quarterback. I think he's a little better than average.
Yeah. His Wi-Fi is his best attribute.
At least a little better than average. Yeah, come on now. Right?
Yeah, but I'll say this. Phil asked us on the YouTube chat, what letter grade would you give the Niners offseason? And before you go, as I always do it, I'll give them a C+ because I don't know what they brought in. I know what went out, and I kind of don't like it. And also, too, if you want to talk about McCaffrey, and I guess I'm not being proactive when I say, what if he doesn't hold up? Yeah, you got Garrido, Steiny. He also got hurt. But the baby Marshawn Lynch, you said night-night to. Okay, so, you know, he's in Minnesota. We'll leave that there. But I'm going to give him a C+ because a lot of what they brought in, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like a lot of entities out there, PFF, they're giving the Niners F and D's on their offseason, but a lot is going to come down to these guys that they drafted. And if I'm a draftee for the 49ers, especially on the defensive side of the ball, Steiny, I feel like I can be in no better place because there are some holes left or open. And we'll see how Bosa gets that help if he does, because people are coming down his lane now.
And rightfully so.
Because of
the contract.
Yeah. And the lack of productivity. If you allow me to say that last year, that I didn't think was the best for him.
I kind of agree with Gary because it seems like what he's saying is they're banking on a lot of good fortune. They gotta have McCaffrey play 14 games. They just have to. They can't afford an injury to a wide receiver. And the offensive line, to me, still looks pretty thin.
Can you stop the run?
That's another thing.
Teams ran the ball down their throat. And that was a staple of this Niner nasty defense last time. It's kind of funny how life works, right? Well, Robert Saleh was the guy. He was the energy. And you saw him yelling, and he parlayed that defensive coordinator job last he had with the Niners into a head coaching job. Okay, that didn't work out. Now he's back. But is the refrigerator got all – is it packed, Steiny, or is it like a college dorm where you need some items? You know what I mean? What's in there?
What's in there is several unknowns and some other people that are slightly known.
No Leonard Floyd, right?
Those are the players that were drafted last year. And
no Hufanga. I mean, I'm just saying.
He was not very good. He was hurt, too.
But on his best day, you thought he was going to be around 10 years. Let's give me that for Hufanga.
No, I'm not giving you that.
You thought they hit that when I did.
Hufanga was hurt. You know, and why do you say they have to replace Greenlaw? They did that last year.
With who?
With whoever played.
And that was a problem.
Okay, well, they
Fred Warner was out there on one leg.
You don't have to replace a guy who only played half a game.
Well, Devondre Campbell?
I liked him. I liked him.
The guy that quit?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, stop. See, you got the Minnesota shirt and this. Take it back and just say you're trolling.
You better duck.
Come on, Steiny. The dude quit.
But, again.
What did you like about him?
He got off to a good start.
Oh, man.
A lack of grit.
Well, what was the comparison I came up with, though? A lot of players have a track record of doing what Devondre Campbell did.
Yeah, his name's Antonio Brown.
Okay. How about Scottie Pippen?
I never forgave him for
that. How about Rick Barry?
What did he do?
Yeah.
Rick has nothing in the file.
Yes, he does. Innuendo, the year after they won the title. Mm-hmm.
What?
Well,
there's whispers. We didn't see it play out.
Hey, whispers are whispers.
What are the whispers?
The whispers is that he kind of checked out of a big game the year after they won the title.
Why?
I want to say against Phoenix.
I bet he would rip your butt right now.
He would, because he disagrees with it. But there was a fight in that series, and there was speculation that his teammates didn't come to his aid fast enough.
Now, I would be mad. Now, if that happened.
Well, it depends. Were you in the right or not?
It doesn't matter. Real quick, Steiny, if you're from the street and I'm not Union City, you'd have your brother's back if they're right or wrong.
Then you deal with the aftermath
of, hey, you don't ever put me in that situation. But, Steiny, you have your brother's back.
Even if they do something reprehensible.
I've been out with you, and I've seen you.
What are you talking about?
Stuff could have jumped off. I didn't like it. Steiny, I'm telling you. You didn't know what you were doing, kind of. I said, Steiny, no, but I had your back if it popped off. You don't even remember. I do remember,
and it wasn't as serious as you thought.
I was like, oh, my God.
Well, I saved Steiny last week. He burned a bridge at the local cafeteria. And he was so complacent with just going through life hating this individual or vice versa. And I forced him. You got to extend the olive branch.
Evan, you saved him. Steiny, you gotta let it go, brother. We're too old to be fighting. Our bones don't heal.
That's right.
This guy worked at a high establishment. We needed him to be our friend.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to Train. Train and Vallejo.
Off the track, Deck.
What's going on, Train? How you doing? Go Wolves.
Man, how you guys doing today, man?
We're trying to figure it out, man. The Niners.
They stink.
Man, for sure. Well, before I do anything, man, happy belated birthday to you, man.
I appreciate it.
One more trip around the sun. You know how we do.
Let me shout out that Cash App. Yeah. Go ahead, baby.
For sure. But let me just get on. Steiny, man, we can't talk about a dude who quit. Once a dude quit, he comes irrelevant. He becomes irrelevant.
That's just me being a goofball. Go ahead.
Yeah, nah. But, getting to the Niners, man, I think they'll be okay. I think they'll be okay because the schedule's not as heavy and everything like that. But I got something interesting. This is going to be something. I know this is going to ruffle Niner fans. But I think Geno's going to have a better year than Brock.
Wow.
I want you guys. Geno Smith is going to have a better quarterbacking year than Brock Purdy.
I don't think that's going to Niner fans don't want to hear it, but Geno Smith can throw the ball. I'm just saying he's in a new locale. He's got some weaponry. If I'm a Niner fan, I don't think I'm driving off the road mad at you for that assessment, but I'll tell you what, if that were to happen, then the Niners aren't making the playoffs. So we'll see how that plays out. Steiny, your thoughts on that Geno Smith, now a Raider.
I mean, he resurrected his career. Yeah.
He's not better than Brock, though. But he didn't say that. He said he'll have a better year. I guess that's what he's
like. When I look at Geno Smith, I think that he's the kind of the quintessential, I don't like to use this word, serviceable quarterback, because he's a little better than serviceable, to my way of thinking. I think Brock Purdy's better, but it's not outside the realm of possibility that Geno Smith could have a better year than Brock Purdy.
Well, if that happened, I believe something went wrong collectively for the Niners.
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think.
Because we're talking about Brock Purdy, Steiner. You can say I'm living in the past. 2 years ago, Christmas Day, Lamar Jackson's in town. The Ravens are playing good football. And we thought that was for the MVP. So let's not just forget, you know, the good days of Brock Purdy. And all last year was not on him either.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Golden State Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. What do you make of the San Francisco 49ers right now? Like I said, I think they did what they had to do. We took calls yesterday, Goo, and it feels like, here's the way it feels like.
Okay.
It feels like 49er fans are split on the contract. Some people like it, and some people are concerned that it is a lot of money, which it is. But I haven't heard anybody yet come up with something that they should have done, which may have yielded a better result.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't know whether to reward the 49ers because they put themselves in a position where they had to make that move, or whether to reward them because they found a quarterback late in the draft that they think is going to be the quarterback through, let's say, 2030. And that's what we got to wait and find out to see.
Yeah. And it all, boy, forget what you or I think, or the listeners, the texters, the YouTube chat. The bottom line is, they wouldn't have broke Brock Purdy off this chicken if they didn't think he could get it done. And I'm just saying, I'm not caping for Brock Purdy at all. This is a big year for the team, but I will die on the hill right now going in, Stoney. I think the Super Bowl window has shut. But the Niners don't give him that bread if they don't look at, oh, he took us to the Super Bowl. Oh, he took us to the NFC Championship on the fly. And put that into this formula for them to compute the numbers that they gave them. So they're going to battle with their guy that they think can get it done. And we can sit here till we're blue in the face and talk about what went wrong last year. I saw some stuff I didn't like from Brock Purdy. We'll talk about it with Warren Moon at 1 o'clock, Steiny. But the bottom line is the Niners told me, yeah, Goo, you saw some of that, but we still think he's that dude that, you know, that got us to the Super Bowl and NFC Championship. So he was deserving of the contract. So I would just ask Niner fans, what are you mad at? Like, you know, did you want to give it to Mac Jones?
It's not mad.
What else could you have done, I guess?
I don't think it's mad. I think it's concern. I think it's concern.
Because you got a fair market deal for Brock Purdy, I think. You don't think, Stoney, we thought this thing, he would have the Dak contract.
The bottom line is, if no matter what he got, there was going to be a conversation. Mm. And the reality of the situation is, if Trevor Lawrence is making what he's making, Dak Prescott's making what he's making, and Tua's making what he's making, guess what? Then he belongs in that group.
Jordan Love.
But maybe you don't want to be in that group. Because that now is the group of quarterbacks who have been overpaid and haven't been able to get it done yet, just yet. And because of those contracts, those guys are under more scrutiny than Brock Purdy was a year ago, but not that Brock Purdy's going to be this year.
Mm.
This is a good point from our guy Zuki Main. He said Brock put them in the position where they had to make this move, not the Niners. It's a good point. I mean, Brock absolutely positively made the Niners make this kind of decision, which is a credit to him.
Well, I mean, it's more than just a credit, Stoney. You tell me if I'm being overzealous with this assessment. I think he saved their jobs and the debacle that was Trey Lance. I don't think the Niners knew Brock Purdy would be this good this fast, and for them to get past the dirty little secret that played out in front of the world, well, how could it be a secret if we all saw it? But the bottom line is, to keep going, they actually got better with Brock behind center. My question to you and the masses is, had this contract been handed out right after they lost the Super Bowl, there would be no questions, right? I think it's just incredible timing Brock don't care because the money's in the bank, or is going to be. But the bottom line is, would you feel better about it, Stani, had this been the offseason after the Super Bowl loss? I think a lot of people would be like, oh, this is a great deal. But the fact that they didn't make the playoffs and he gets rewarded, I feel like some people are like, well, they're blaming him all for the misfortunes of last season. You say what to that?
He didn't have a good year,
but they didn't either.
Okay, so he got rewarded. He got rewarded, and his last year was the worst of his 3 years.
Yeah.
And I see people throwing the numbers up there. And I'm not saying they shouldn't have done it. And I'm not saying that he was responsible for all of last year. I'm just saying that we saw Brock Purdy last year, and he looked a little bit different than he looked in the previous 2 years. So we got to figure out why. We got to figure out if it was an anomaly. We got to figure out if it had to do with all the injuries, whether it had to do with teams beginning to figure him out just a little bit.
Let's hope that's not it.
I mean, but again, we've heard about his limitations, and if those are significant limitations, we'll probably see them play out in the future. Can he throw the deep ball well enough? Can he throw out to the sidelines 20 yards?
The hash. Are saying, hey, Stani, that's fair, but we got the answers to those questions, and they're good answers. He's sufficient, and that's why we cut the check.
Obviously, they feel confident in Brock Purdy. The question is, how good of a team are they going to have around him?
How much
can he elevate the play of, obviously, the wide receivers, but the entire offense? And I'm not sure I know the answer to that, because would it be fair to say, outside the injuries last year, which are hard to discount, but how would you compare Brock Purdy's supporting cast and what it looks like it's going to be this year to what it's looked like the last 3 years?
It's a major concern. It's a major concern. And we haven't even talked about this part of it. Like, what did you make of the elbow situation or whatever was going on with Brock Purdy? I know he finished the season, but Stani, again, they do their due diligence. It's not one of those, hey, McCaffrey, we're thinking about giving you a contract in the middle of the night. Go to Kaiser and get a physical so we can find out if you're going to miss the first part of the season. But I got to believe they think he's healthy, and that's why they wrote the check. But I'm up here how much of that elbow had him lose a little zip that he didn't have in the first place on some throws? Because you're right. I mean, if I'm a defensive coordinator or a cornerback, and all we have to do is stop a great story in Juwan Jennings and a second-year player trying to play his first full season, and Pearsall and Robinson that they just picked up, and George Kittle and a banged-up McCaffrey. You know what? I feel like I'm coming from the vantage point, I don't like it, of the glass is half empty as opposed to half full. Because if McCaffrey's McCaffrey, then that's where it starts, and then Jennings can be whoever you need him to be, and Ayuk could come back, and nothing to see here.
I think it's absolutely fair and not even pessimistic to look at this team and say the glass is half empty rather than full. I think that's absolutely fair. The 49ers are not coming off a Super Bowl appearance. They're not coming off an NFC championship appearance. They went 6-11 last year. And if you want to blame it all on injuries and age, You can do that, but then I got to believe you think this team's going to be able to pick up right where it left off, because the veterans that they ended up keeping, Warner, Purdy, Kittle, were the most productive of the veteran guys, and the guys they let go, I mean, who had a good year other than, I don't know, who had the best year? Hufanga, Ward, Debo, Floyd, Greenlaw, Banks, or Hargrave?
Oh, man.
I mean, it would be Ward, but he, you know, obviously had some personal stuff he had to deal with, and he wasn't coming back regardless, so he wasn't even an option for the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, the goal is, Stani, you don't want to pick up where you left off. I don't think you want that.
I mean, pick up where you left off 2 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
But it just feels like a lot of people are still looking at this team and they're not, like, was it a bona fide 6-11 team? Or was it a team that had all kinds of bad stuff happen to them? Man. They're still one of the best teams in the NFC, and they're going to get certain players healthy this year, and then they're going to use an influx of younger players to get back to where they were. I don't know. And let me tell you what else is going to happen this year. You can take it to the bank.
Uh-oh, B of A.
They're going to, you know, they're going to win games against awful teams, and we may treat them like the Golden State Warriors after they got Jimmy Butler, thinking that they're better than they are, but not taking into account that the schedule was favorable. And this, the problem with that schedule, it's favorable from week 1 to week 17. It's not.
Their division, if Arizona is, and I expect them to be improved,
their schedule's a joke.
But you got two with the Rams, two with Seattle.
Dan said it's the easiest schedule in the NFL since 2015.
I give you that.
So it's an easy schedule.
Right. I'm not defying that. The bottom line is the NFL is the greatest sport or easiest sport to me to go worst to first. So for also Rams on that schedule, we're robbing them of doing something that'll shock us.
Right. Like one or two teams.
Had the Commanders doing what they did? Right. Nobody.
But not eight of the teams they play are going to be 10-win teams. And let's not pretend that they're in a division that's brutal.
The Rams are good.
They're good.
Seattle's building something and beat you last year.
Is it the best division in football?
No, I didn't say that.
How would you rank it? Is it better than the NFC East? No.
No.
Okay. I'm just saying it's not.
It's not top liver, Stoney.
It's not.
It starts with the Rams. You got them twice. So are you down on the Seahawks? I'm not.
I mean, they were what? A 10-win team last year?
And they got a new quarterback.
And how did he do in the postseason?
But how was his season?
Well, how was his postseason?
Beat the Niners.
That's true.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. On the other side, let's switch it up a little bit, too, because the Golden State Warriors, they're officially in the offseason, and some things are percolating. We'll talk about that. That segment brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Let's welcome in KC Johnson, writes for the Chicago Tribune, also works for NBC.
Why?
Sports Chicago. What's up, KC? How you doing?
Steiny, I left the Tribune 6 years ago. Come on, man.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7
That's for wearing the sweater.
You know, I always like to make a distinction between good-natured and mean-spirited, and I think that's going over the line toward mean-spirited.
Well, what? So I just real quick for me, I told you when I first started in this industry, there would be no calls. And I would say to the people, phone lines are packed. Right? That just made me feel better. My boy Tyshawn, who's having the domino tournament, texts me in all caps, Goo, there is no DJ. There's music. I know that. Get in the game. You make it sound better. I know there's no DJ, but we'll have music. Yeah. I hope you show up, man.
Radio's theater of the mind. You're
all day long.
That. I mean, like right now, we got line.
If I had did my version of the KC Johnson, you would never let it die.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
But your partner
you
and Evan
do it
and
every
I,
day and I
so
let
I'm
it die.
The great Rich Mitchum.
I never bring that up. I never bring up Nitch Richman. I never bring up Sacramento, the capital of the United States.
You know, I actually am kind of mad at you, Goo, for that, because ever since you said it that way, I can't pronounce Mitch Richmond's name correctly without really thinking about it.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Rich Mitchum.
Michael Jordan said, and I told it to him, All-Star Weekend, when
he
I saw
knew
him.
It already.
But I,
go ahead.
I said, I'm the guy that butchers your name. Shout out Shasky. But I said, Mitch, how does it make you feel when Michael says, you are the one guy that gave him the business on the defensive side? There is one other player that gets mad when I say that Mike didn't say his name. Can I share it with you? My friend from the Houston Rockets.
Phil Handy?
Mario Elie.
What about him?
He said he could check Mike.
Let me tell you who else did a great job on Michael Jordan.
Hold on, let me.
A great job. I watched it firsthand.
Gary Payton.
No. Phil Jackson.
No.
Phil Who you got?
Brian Shaw.
Huh?
Did a nice job against Michael Jordan.
Damn,
Brian Shaw.
Be Shaw.
I want to say, and Evan, you got nothing to do.
It's like saying Dellavedova did a good job on Curry.
I want to say there was a game where Jordan was 2-for-17, something like that, against the Warriors in Chicago.
And B. Shaw was on him.
He was.
If you told him that, that'd make his day.
Mike was out late.
What's new? Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
And Alneda Harrison,
what?
She envisioned it. She said, when are we getting new one of those things? And I guess coming out of left field, and now we need one. You're strong, man.
Oh, boy.
You're fidgety.
Let's go to Jesse in Rohnert Park.
Jesse's
I'll
girl.
I'll get Tim.
Out late doing push-ups. I'm trying to say Mitch. Is it Mitch Richmond?
I can't
remember. Right?
Mitchum Rich. I can't even do it again, buddy.
This is like that board game where everybody says something not related to a word, and you got to guess what the word is. And here's what I've been hearing from you guys. I'm going to guess the phrase. Okay. And it's going to be here we go. About the Niners. It's rebuilding year. That's everything I'm hearing you saying. That's like the phrase that comes to mind.
Goo, my mic's off it's now. Not, I got to try to fix it. So
you mean for the Niners?
Yes, for the Niners.
Okay. No,
and
I got
it's hard
you.
To say. Like the fans, like if I'm a fan, if I'm watching another team, I'm like, yeah, that's they need another year and they're going to be good.
Mm.
like the Houston Rockets.
Right, right, gotcha.
They need another year. They're going to be good. I can say that about other teams, but we have, like, blinders.
Well,
when it's
listen,
our own team. It's a tough question.
But I'll say this. They deserve the benefit of the doubt in regard to McCaffrey, their best player. Let's just say their offense, if you let me use that, was not available from week one, and that threw a monkey wrench in everything. Not exonerating anybody or any player, but we got to see the bounce back. And the bounce back is going to be dependent on some young players and also guys like McCaffrey and Purdy and the rest of the gang up in their game. So I won't say they're rebuilding until we're halfway through the season and see what they are. You think that's fair? I think that's fair, caller.
Hey, your glass is half full again. I respect that.
It's funny. Hey, I like that. I appreciate
the
call.
There.
But it's
there.
Funny that he says, like, I don't get mad if you think it's half empty. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, Stoney. The bottom line is the players got to go out there and prove it. But I will die on this hill. Forget the Niners and we're in the yay area. The bottom line is since 2019, this team has been Muhammad Ali. Stoney, there's a tax in that. You got to pay the piper. And now you've had injuries. You've had guys go and get hurt. I just don't know. And we saw it last year with the 6-11. Or if you said, Guru, right now I can pay for your take because they're so hot. How much would you pay for me saying last year was an anomaly for the Niners? Or is this a transition into the lean years they get it back?
This is the way I think of it. And what was the last – I was busy – yeah. Fixing my mic.
You did it, too.
What was the name of the last caller? Because I want to give him credit. Was it Jesse?
Yeah, Jesse.
Jesse.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And here's the way I looked at it. Who are some of the best teams in the NFC? Lions?
Commanders.
Eagles?
Yep.
Maybe the Cowboys?
I think this is a year for them.
Yeah, and let me ask you this. How scared do you think they are about what the 49ers did this offseason?
Now, that's interesting.
They're not.
Okay.
They're not.
I give you that.
They're not.
But the games are not played like
that.
You're
right. But my point is, they ain't scaring anybody after this offseason.
Who saw the Rams? Remember, we had the summit. Shasky called me on the name of defender. I couldn't. But the bottom line is, my vibe was predicated on McVay, Stafford, and company. And they almost went to the NFC Championship game, and I think they've gotten better. So, I guess what I'm saying, partner, is does that really matter?
Yes. I think it matters.
What matters is between the lines.
Oh, no doubt. But again, they're better than Philly?
No.
Okay. Are they better than the Lions?
No.
Are they better than the Rams? We'll see.
But after going off of last year, no.
Exactly. Like, you wouldn't give the benefit of the doubt to any other team other than the Niners. And maybe that's fair.
No, but I'm not even a Niner fan. I have
And that's why
it.
You're doing it.
Oh.
By the way, 209, Muhammad Ali won championships. Niners haven't.
Yeah.
Don't disrespect Muhammad like
Cassius.
I mean, you know, let me ask you a question. If you were a Cowboy fan, I mean, if you were a Niner fan, would you be happy with the last 5 years?
Oh, hell yeah. Well,
exactly.
We're able to get it done.
Okay, let's do this.
We tried to.
Wow, Kyle. He got to kill the beard, man. It's aging him.
Everything.
Yeah, I got you in a corner right now.
No, you don't.
You're being Pollyannish about the 49ers.
This is how I can get you mad. I want to get you mad
okay. Now
for wearing that shirt. Niner fans used to have a saying, when we go, we win. And that was to the Super Bowl, Stoney.
Oh, yeah, that was
but
about 14 years ago.
But now they're on a losing streak, man.
Okay.
So I say that trying to compare these five years hurt. Because you beat Kansas City twice and you got nothing to show for it. That's neither here nor there. You had a chance to beat Philly.
When did they beat Philly? What are you talking about?
You were up 10 in both Super Bowls. I'll just leave that there. Like, and then you had Philly and your quarterback get knocked.
You would never say that if it were another team. You would never say, you know, the Cowboys, we won two games. Like, who'd the Cowboys lose to in each of the last two playoffs?
Green Bay.
Okay.
And the Niners twice.
Yeah. God, you know. We beat Green Bay and the Niners.
But no, we got blown out in those games, so it never came down.
Come on. I don't know. Like, I don't know who you are right now. I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Yes, you are.
I'm just not putting the cap in them.
You can give them the benefit of the doubt. They have earned that, according to a lot of people. You can give them the benefit of the doubt. They've got a track record of winning football games, but they haven't won a title.
And this is
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And this is all I'm
trying to
tell
you. And I feel like you give the Niners more credit for not winning a title than any other team in any other sport who hasn't scaled that mountain.
But that's me being fair, man.
How?
The games played out almost, you know, it was like a repeat. You were up 10 twice. And we're talking about one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever get it done, which we found out can lose a Super Bowl. Okay? We saw that. Tampa Bay beat him. And then we saw what the Eagles did to him. So the Niners had him twice. They let him go. Let him off to Denny Green. But the bottom line is, I can't sit here and not keep it real and say the Niners, how close they were to winning it, Stoney, and what would be different today. This is the season for me to really solidify and let you know if the Niners' run is over. That's all. Last year was bad, but they've earned, to me, the bounce back.
See, I think their run is over with that group. Okay,
and you might be
right.
You
might be right. They lost too many names that are too familiar to say this is still a continuation.
Or they cut some dead weight and you still got the generals here. McCaffrey, Warner, Bosa, but they got to up their game. Trent Williams, Brock Purdy. So maybe they just got rid of some guys that, you know, and let's be honest, Sonny Hufanga didn't have the when he played. He you know,
I thought he was going to be a starter for 10 years.
He was taking some wrong routes. So I'm just saying, maybe they got rid of some guys that, you know, were in the way. We'll see.
Well, all I'm saying is they got rid of players who were Hufanga,
yeah.
Ward starter, Debo starter, Floyd starter,
right.
Greenlaw when healthy starter, Banks starter.
You told Jordan Mason to kick rocks. We'll
right.
see.
So there's too many big names to have left. Like, I don't look at this as a continuation of the past. I'm going to.
Oh, I think so it's starting over already.
They were 6-11 last year. They were 6-11.
I just want to wrestle you, radio wrestle
Why?
You on. They were without their bit. That's like the Warriors being out without Steph for the first half of the season.
Right. And is McCaffrey in his prime?
I think we're. I don't. Man.
The I'm answer's not, no.
Okay. Evan? McCaffrey in his prime?
No.
Well, how far has he passed it?
He's on the back nine.
All right.
According to the running back age chart.
I'll give you that. Last year did not help. But I'll give you that.
Okay.
Where's Purdy at? Entering his prime. Or
yeah,
is it?
You would hope. For sure.
Can I be real? Forget the contract. Because this is a part of what I think about Brock Purdy when I look at him, Stoudy. Have we seen the best version of Brock already? And if you have, then the Niners got a major problem on their hands.
But if you're sitting here today saying you like the deal, then you don't think he's played his best football.
Well that was predicated on, I think, a lot of the deal.
You're scared he has played his best football. That's what I'm hearing a lot of Niners fans worried about, is if you're worried about the contract, that must mean you are worried that he may have played his best football already.
Yeah, but I guess he's not doing the Dak Prescott thing to where 40% of your cap is tied to his contract.
Well, that's true.
So I got to get
that's
the
That's a
Niner.
Big deal.
And then Evan gave us a nugget allegedly from Schefter saying, I think Brock and his camp were asking for 65, but that was one of them. Hey, you go ask for, hey, how much you want to make at McDonald's? 100,000. Well, it's going to be 20. I'll take it.
Yeah, any agent would have asked for more than any other quarterback. I mean, on paper, Purdy deserves more than Dak Prescott, but the Niners clearly told Brock Purdy to pound sand at 65.
Did you ask Schaefer about the deal, what he thought?
No.
Yeah. Well, clearly Purdy caved also.
Well, no doubt.
He could have fought.
He didn't cave. He was making low income for quarterbacks being mystery relevant. Now he's, good gosh.
Sounds like he left like $30 million on the table.
What do you do? Do you say, let's go house shopping? Mom, Dad, you guys want houses? Like, how do you not splurge with that amount of chicken?
Well,
I would love to
you're
know.
You're responsible. That's how.
The Evan in my life that was struggling, if he was, hey, Evan, here's a mansion. It's in L.A., Woodland Hills. Stoudy, what do you want? A boat? A yacht?
Guru.
You got it.
Guru.
My
this
kids,
is,
what do you want?
This is the difference.
Daddy got it.
Everything. This is the difference between you and I.
There's a
you
lot.
Ready? Ready? We both have our salaries right now. Don't say what they are because I'll get upset.
We'll see. What if that ever went public?
If tomorrow the boss said, Goo and Steiny, you've done a great job. Next year, we're giving you a one-year $1 million contract.
Let's go.
Here's the difference between you and I.
I'm heading to Cadillac.
You and me. I would say, you know what? I've never made $1 million before, but you know what? I'm going to still live on 100,000-ish, maybe 150. And I'm going to put 800, 850 in the bank. You?
Evan,
you're probably
you can't
gonna,
take it
you're,
with you,
You're
stop
probably going to live off that $1 million and perhaps even accrue some debt.
The whole you will be on. Everybody I know, eat a mailman.
But if you guys got a Brock Purdy raise, it would be like going from whatever your salary
Dude.
Is to like $15 million.
Oh my gosh. How do you stay humble?
It's not hard if you have good values and you've had a good upbringing. You've had that.
But everything
That's how
changes.
You stay humble.
Your shoe game, your just everything you wear,
well,
your watch.
I saw it firsthand when you made it to the radio. Everything changed.
You didn't think I had a stolen car, though. Yeah.
510, and this is Zucci, we can agree here. Big names. Half those guys aren't even big names on Bay Area Sports Talk Radio anymore, let alone the league. You're overselling some of these departures. Zucci, I'm not overselling. Mm. All I'm saying is I think this is a different iteration of the Niners.
There's no I who think can last argue year against that?
Is the point where you go from one version of the Niners to the next version of the Niners. Right. Not that they necessarily can't make the playoffs next year, but the team is going to look a lot different because those names aren't there.
And I've beat this guy up verbally because I thought he lied.
Oh, Bosa.
No, he left a lot. Him, he's on the list. Who? Debo. Like, Stoney, there's a part of me that says the Niners are going to miss Debo, but I can't give you any film of last year to where that happened. But I think moving forward, that's what scares you. All those, the bubble screen, everything, man, the jet sweeps, all of it, that's gone as we know it from the Debo package. Are the Niners good enough to, or is that just different plays for different players? And we're talking about Jennings and his future, and he's going to want to put up numbers, but he's going to have to do it by necessity. Ricky Pearsall, you know, no drama this offseason, his first full season. I got to believe to let Debo go, Stoney. They're kind of looking forward to that. We'll see.
Well, this is where, to me, you bring up Dre Greenlaw. To me, Greenlaw is Debo Samuel. 2 years ago, they were great. Last year, Greenlaw was no factor, and Debo was terrible. So if you replace Debo and Greenlaw with anybody, they'll give you more production than those guys gave you last year, in theory.
Well, I'll say this. I could be wrong, and Greenlaw could never, you know, be what he once was. But the Denver Broncos are building something, Stoney. And if you watch and you do, they got a pretty damn good defense. They got better with Greenlaw. So the glass was half full with him moving forward. And Debo is now on a team, the Commanders, where it's not – he's the big dog. He kind of just fits in now. Third or fourth option. You know what I mean?
Well, and wasn't that what he was here? Third or fourth option?
But it turned in. Stoney, these playoff games, when it was just Debo or bust, he was everything. And it worked.
Well, that was 3-4 years ago when they used him as running back.
It happened. Let's act like we didn't forget him prancing around a frozen tundra, Debo.
But what does that have to do with anything now? I don't get it.
They don't have that at their luxury.
Well, they didn't have it last year. Like, he wasn't the same player last year.
They didn't have that and McCaffrey.
Right, and I think more of the onus fell on Debo Samuel, and he's not that kind of player. Who do you think they're going to miss most? Hufanga, Ward, Debo, Floyd, Greenlaw, Banks, or Hargrave?
I'm going Ward. Because I'm just saying, Stoney, we're in a passing league, man. But I've seen teams run the ball down the throat of the Niners more than we have seen in the past. So maybe they've got that with one of these youngsters they drafted. We'll see. And Robert Saleh dialing it up. But you gave me those names, I'm going to – damn, it ain't Hargrave because, you know, he got hurt. But you got a problem with me saying Ward?
No. I still think it might be Debo because the threat of Debo was still worth a little last year.
Man, how much to Purdy?
And when the 49ers were at their best – Debo Samuel was kind of a – well, not kind of. He was a difference maker.
Oh, man.
He was somebody that you had to prepare for. You had to at least acknowledge was going to be a – I mean, he was such a big play guy.
Incredible,
and
man.
And now he's no longer there, obviously, and he wasn't the big play guy he was last year. But to me, Debo Samuel was the reason that – during that 2-year stretch, the 49ers offense was absolutely phenomenal because they had a plethora of weapons.
And now
they had two very good receivers. They had Kittle, they had McCaffrey, and then they had their Swiss Army knife in Debo Samuel. And now their offense is not nearly as dynamic as it once was.
I know you don't like this, but I said it. Bonte said it. Like, 2 years ago, Stoney, and I'm getting a lot of that on the chat. Goo, you living in the past. You're looking at this Niner team 2-3 years ago. I called that offense the 94 offense with Steve Young, you know, when the Niners were healthy and on their way to the Super Bowl again.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no.
It's a tough call.
Bottom line is, we hadn't talked about this guy under immense pressure. Kyle. Like, okay, now there's no Debo. Oh, he slowed down. What are you going to do to replace that package? And what he used to do to scare defenses and what him just being out there allowed you to do. How are you going to skin the cat now?
I mean,
you said something real quick. Yeah. Have they figured Purdy out? Like, we saw some batted balls, but Evan brought it up, what, a couple months ago, and his batted balls, he was like middle pack. But, like, that's a lot of pressure on Kyle if he's lost something he can't replace.
Evan doesn't think there's a lot of pressure on Kyle.
Well, contractually, there's not, but to get him this offense back to what it once was?
Well, pressure as far as, like, job security or...
Mine was production to get this to produce.
Well, I think he's going to... I mean, people are going to throw tomatoes at Kyle no matter what. But as far as his job security, I got the feeling this offseason that he feels pretty comfortable.
No. There's no doubt with that.
Which kind of shocked me, to be honest.
I'm talking about production.
No, I think Jed York is prepared for not a bad season, but not a Super Bowl season either.
But given, and I think that this contract, Purdy signals, hey, Kyle, you're good. We'll even, you know, they'll never say it. You got another year of, not futility, but, you know, they missed it.
What if they go 5-12 this year?
I still think he's good.
What if Purdy's not good? Then what if Purdy's a big reason why they're 5-12?
You got a major problem.
Exactly. Like,
that's like getting married in year one and she cheats on you.
Yeah, but you're in a 5-year deal.
Oh, boy.
With no trade clause.
Yeah, we did. Wow. But I mean, if you got a trade of this already, man.
Feels like you've spent a lot of the show talking about all these ifs for the Niners, and I think they're totally fair, but my experience always, when there's a lot of ifs, they all don't go your way. And that's why I don't know what to make of the San Francisco 49ers.
And the Warriors had
right
a lot
now.
Of ifs, but then they made a trade to get past that because the ifs, you're right, didn't pan out. 26-27, but whatever it was, one game under before Butler got here.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
And they didn't reach their goal.
I'm disappointed.
In what? In Butler? That's right.
No, I am.
Oh, that's right. On the other side, about this. On the other side, we do have to get into the Warriors and what some of their things they're thinking about in the offseason. We got some news to pass along. Yeah, speculation,
etc. Good news, Draymond Green. Good news on the other side too. I got it.
Oh, yep. Oh, all right. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.